Greenhouse gas is really the fundamental starting point for most of life. The problem is we're putting too much of it into the air. Well, nature has this really interesting philosophy, and that is that there is something of value in everything. And that's the basic premise of nature. You know, CO2 as an example. As you mentioned, nature eats CO2. It's valuable. Methane's the same thing. Whatever it is, nature will find a way to turn it into something useful. And it turns out that you can feed methane or carbon dioxide to a microorganism, a natural microorganism. It'll eat that as a food source, and part of what it'll make inside of its cell is PHB. So here you have a naturally occurring process versus a synthetic process. The reason why that's so important is because when that synthetic material ends up in nature, nature doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't have the tools and the resources to break it down like a food source, like it would with a banana peel. In contrast, PHB, it does have those tools.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vaidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Mark Herrema, CEO and founder of New Light Technologies, from greenhouse gases to regenerative materials. So he joins us from Los Angeles, California. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Vidya. Good to be here.
Recently, more than ever before, there has been increased awareness of the negative impact of greenhouse gases. What are the most prominent greenhouse gases? There are several, right? Which are the most prominent ones in our atmosphere?
Well, I'd say the two most talked about greenhouse gases are carbon dioxide and methane. And those two gases are the gases that humans are contributing more and more to emitting into the air and are causing the warming that we're seeing globally.
What percent of carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere right now?
So the atmospheric concentration of carbon dioxide is around 400 parts per million. So that may seem relatively low, but because it's a heat trapping gas, even low amounts of this gas in the air will cause the air to heat up.
Greenhouse gases have existed in our planet forever. Our Earth cannot survive without the greenhouse gases. So what role do they play in our planet's existence?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, if you think about the word itself, greenhouse gas, it's come to have a negative connotation. But if you think about a greenhouse, that's a beautiful thing, right? You're growing these flowers and these fruits, and it's warm. Greenhouse gas is responsible for life on Earth. It keeps us warm. It's the blanket that we have, you know, which would otherwise be a very cold night. And it also is the carbon source that nature uses to grow. So when a tree grows, it's pulling greenhouse gas out of the air and using that as the building block to make everything that you see, the leaves, the bark, everything. Greenhouse gas is really the fundamental starting point for most of life. The problem is we're putting too much of it into the air.
So how does it create a blanket? Could you explain that a little bit more to our listeners who don't think about these things every day like you do?
When we talk about greenhouse gas, what it really means is heat trapping gas. And so if you think of the Earth like a big ball, around the Earth, there's a layer, and that's effectively our air. So as that air fills up with more heat-trapping gas, what happens is as the warmth of the sun hits the Earth, when you have heat-trapping gas, it holds that heat in the air around us and doesn't allow it to escape. So you can kind of think of it like the more blankets you put on, right? You keep getting warmer and warmer and warmer. Well, that blanket's great to a certain degree, but too many blankets and you get too hot. And so that's effectively what's happening. As we're putting in more heat trapping gas into the air, it's effectively heating up the globe.
And you mentioned that right now, carbon